Then said to him heedful Penelope, "The bed shall be prepared whenever your heart wills, now that the gods have let you reach your stately house and native land. But since you speak of this, and God inspires your heart, come, tell that trial. In time to come, I know I shall experience it. To learn about it now makes it no worse." Then wise Odysseus answered her and said, "Lady, why urge me so insistently to tell? Well, I will speak it out. I will not hide it. Yet your heart will feel no joy. I have no joy myself. For Tiresias bade me go to many a peopled town, bearing in hand a shapely oar, till I should reach the men that know no sea and do not eat food mixed with salt. These, therefore, have no knowledge of the red-cheeked ships, nor of the shapely oars which are the wings of ships. And this was the sign," he said, "easy to be observed. I will not hide it from you. When another traveler, meeting me, should say I had a winnowing fan on my white shoulder, there in the ground he bade me fix my oar and make fit offerings to Lord Poseidon, a ram, a bull, and the sow's mate, a boar, and turning homeward, to offer sacred hecatombs to the immortal gods who hold the open sky, all in the order due. And on myself, death from the sea shall very gently come and cut me off, bowed down with hale old age. Round me shall be a prosperous people. All this," he said, "should be fulfilled." Then said to him heedful Penelope, "If gods can make old age the better time, then there is hope there will be rest from trouble." So they conversed together. Meanwhile, Eurynome and the nurse prepared their bed with clothing soft under the light of blazing torches. And after they had spread the comfortable bed with busy speed, the old woman departed to her room to rest, while the chamber servant, Eurynome, with torch in hand, brought them to their chamber and then went her way. So they came gladly to their bed of early days. And now Telemachus, the neatherd, and the swineherd stayed their feet from dancing and bade the women stay, and all betook themselves to rest throughout the dusky halls. But while the pair joyed in their newfound love, they joyed in talking too, each one relating, she, the royal lady, what she endured at home, watching the wasteful throng of suitors who, making excuse of her, slew many cattle, beeves, and sturdy sheep, and stores of wine were drained from out the casks. He, high-born Odysseus, what miseries he brought on other men, and what he bore himself in anguish. All he told, and she was glad to listen. No sleep fell on her eyelids till he had told her all.